Women's advocates in South Asia won a historic victory when India's Supreme Court ruled the instant Islamic divorce was unconstitutional. India is one of the few nations where Muslim men can get a divorce by simply saying the word talaq, or divorce in Arabic, three times. The Indian High Court ruled in favor of a petition filed by five Muslim women who were subject to the Islamic quick divorce against their will. India has become the 23rd country to outlaw talaq divorce, joining nations including Egypt, Sri Lanka, the United Arab Emirates, Malaysia, Pakistan, and Bangladesh. The Islamic quick divorce, however, continues to be practiced in ultra-conservative Saudi Arabia. Human rights advocates say poor women are the primary victims of the talaq divorce, which often leaves them without any right to alimony and destitute with nowhere to live. Many Muslim women who are forced into quick divorces now say they'll use India's progressive civil divorce laws that entitle a wife to one-third of her husband's salary in order to pay for child support and living expenses. Bronx fast food worker Flavio Cabral, who joined the Fight for $15 minimum wage movement 4 years ago, has seen her hourly wage at McDonald's rise to $12 an hour. Still, her dream of being able to afford to pay for her daughter's college education is still a distant goal. Fight for 15 and its allies succeeded in pressuring New York State to commit to a $15 an hour minimum wage for fast food workers, but most fast food employees work part-time and lack union workplace protections. These workers won a significant victory when the New York City Council passed a series of reforms that mandate predictable schedules and requires restaurants to offer extra hours to current workers before they hire new employees. Similar laws have been passed in Seattle and San Francisco. New York City's reforms also allow fast food workers to join a new form of labor organization, which will advocate for workers throughout the industry and sustain itself through dues deducted voluntarily from workers' paychecks. Some labor observers say this model could help launch a sector-wide fast food union, a longtime goal of the U.S. labor movement. But according to the magazine In These Times, major barriers to organizing fast food workers remain, including the rapid turnover of these low-paid employees who work directly for franchises, not the giant chains like McDonald's. America took notice last May when three white men on a light rail transit line in Portland, Oregon, bravely intervened to protect two minority women being harassed by a white nationalist. The harasser, Jeremy Christian, stabbed two of the men to death. While Portland has a reputation for being a liberal, inclusive bastion of diversity, the reality of race relations in the city tells a different story. For years, African Americans have left major cities like San Francisco, Seattle, and Portland for the suburbs. Today, blacks only make up 3% of Oregon's population, far below the national average. Traditional black neighborhoods in Portland have been gentrified and are quickly disappearing. Census numbers show 10,000 African Americans moved out of the city center between 2000 and 2010. Blacks in the City of Roses only make an average income of $30,000 a year. Meanwhile, black teenagers are in juvenile detention at five times the rate of white youths. Ellis Ray Leary, a black Portland resident, observed, "What bubbles up is this thing with a progressive veneer that covers a sinister underbelly. The question now is, how does that translate into a positive regard for black people going forward, and what is the impact of that on white liberal cities in America?" This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Anna Manzo.